Rozdział drugi, ćwiczenie 11, nagranie 4.
We all know that a good CV is very important in the recruitment process. Well written, it could help you get your dream job. However, when it comes to marketing and advertising people, it's getting even more important. In fact, in their case, a resume should be an artwork, an example of their design and marketing skills. I am not talking here about elaborating the CV with graphics, fancy font, and so on. No. On the contrary, it should be as simple as possible, transparent in an informational way, and easy to follow, yet absolutely outstanding. Here are some of the clues that might be handy. Step 1. Be original. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to design your CV in a form of a milk carton, although there have been such projects. Just look them up on the internet. Originality means you don't copy someone else's ideas, but you design something that is exclusively yours. Step 2. Be simple. Structure your information so it is easy to find. Don't let your future employer get lost in too many details. Are you absolutely sure you have to mention that one-hour curving course you took part in just because it was free and short? Step 3. Don't be greedy. Print your resume on a good quality paper. Forget about making copies. They never look elegant enough to get somebody's attention. Besides, in that way, you show other people you respect them. Step 4. Respect other people's time. This is not a literature lesson. Limit your resume to 1, maximum 2 pages, not more. With dozens of applications on his desk, your future employer really has no time, nor will, to read pages of elaborate work. Step 5. Do some research. Find out some most relevant information about the company you want to work for. What is their recruitment policy? What do they expect from their employees? What is their ideal worker profile? Rewrite your CV and try to be the best worker they have ever got. But do remember, don't lie. And that is step number 6. It's obvious, but not always easy to follow. If you've only had a glimpse at Illustrator, don't write that you know the program perfectly. It's really better to focus on your strengths than invent new ones. Step 7. Be positive. You've studied so hard, did some voluntary work, are enthusiastic and really determined to do your best. If they don't offer you the job immediately, they are missing the chance of their lives for sure.